G Factor Juniors playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun under the
Hi, I'm G Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert.
Hi, I'm Cole.
Time flies by.
Our dad helped us play our favourite song.
Got that sunshine in my pocket.
Why not wake up radio?
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9. Morana.
My name's Cora.
Who else we got?
My name's Alba.
And who's the third member of the G Factor Juniors?
Bryn.
Are you going to say hello, Bryn?
Hi, my name's Bryn.
Bryn, you saying hello? What are you going to say in there? Talk? I'm sure everybody got that. All right.
That was my little brother, Bunny.
Yeah. So, if you didn't know, if you're
today's
not...
Today's Maui Dolphin Day.
Yeah, if you're not listening live, then sorry, but on recording today, it's Maui Dolphin Day. So, we're going to learn some facts about Maui Dolphins and the event that's happening.
There's even a sign about Maui right. Dolphin Day.
Yes, if you can hear what Cora's shouting, there is a sign. Well, the sign's everywhere in Raglan today.
What?
So, we're going to start with a song that we found called The Maui Dolphin.
And there's also going to be a rash
for
There's loads of things going on. Okay, let's play a song.
That was brilliant.
Maui, he, Mana Maui, Maui, he, Mana Maui, Maui, he, Mana Maui, he, Maui, Maui.
I surf through the waves and look to Tai Hawaii. That's in the North Island. Take off. Treasure too. Aha ko he iti he paunamu. Although I am small, I'm a treasure too.
Aha ko he iti he paunamu. Although I am small, I'm a treasure too. Aha ko he iti he paunamu. Although I am small, I'm a treasure too. Aha ko he iti he paunamu. Although I am small, I'm a treasure too. Aha ko he iti he paunamu. Although I am small, I'm a treasure too. Maui.
What do you think of that song?
Oh, can I read my book now?
Okay.
Where's your book? Right there. All right. Abba, what did you think of that song?
It's about Maui Dolphin.
Yeah. Who sang it?
Loopy Tunes.
Loopy Tunes preschool music. There you go. And that was only recorded last year, apparently. So that's pretty cool. So a bit of awareness of Maui Dolphins. There's not many of them left, so
only
we need
like
to
50 to 60.
Yeah. In the wild, so we need to do what we can to help them. And in Raglan today,
yeah,
it's the 20th
year.
Anniversary. Well, it's been 20 years since the first Maui Dolphin Day. So there's going to be lots of stuff happening to keep awareness.
There's going to be like a raft race, which we're going to be on. And then there's going to be like... So if you want...
Alba.
So it's the raft race is going to start from the bridge to the museum and back. And the Raglan Community Radio, we've made two rafts, which we're going to be on.
Who have we made the rafts with? Can you remember?
Aaron.
Yeah, the people. No, but which other company?
Dreamview.
And?
Raglan Chocolate.
Yeah. So, Chocolate Dream Radio. Look out for those today. Hopefully we're floating.
And we're using a bodyboard. We've
got lots of stuff we're
That's
using, yeah.
It.
Right, Cora wants to read a story now, folks. Then we'll get back to some facts about Maui Dolphin Day.
Tap, tap.
I'm trying to get to it. Nat taps on a mat. Tap, tap. Nat taps on Ted. Tap, tap. Nat taps on a pot. Tap, tap. Nat taps on Dad. Tap, tap. Tap, tap. Nat taps on her pet. Tap, tap. Mum is mad. No, Nat, no. Finished.
Well done, Cora. That was good. And how old are you, Cora?
Five.
That's the first time you've read a story on the radio, isn't it?
Almost six in like a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well done, Cora. Awesome. Tap, tap. So, moral of that story is be careful what you're tapping because you might upset your mummy and daddy. All right. Now we're going to play something. It's on YouTube, but there should be plenty of facts about Maui dolphins in New Zealand. So, we're going to learn.
To school.
Okay. Yeah.
How about?
Right.
About 71% of the Earth's surface is covered in water. The ocean holds about 96.5% of the Earth's water.
Maui dolphins are New Zealand's rarest dolphins. They are the world's smallest dolphins and are found only on the west coast of the North Island of New Zealand.
Maui dolphins are now critically endangered and close to extinction. The International Whaling Commission stated that for the Maui dolphin, the human-caused death of even one individual would increase the extinction risk.
Over the last 20 years, an average of 600 dolphins each year has been dying in set nets. This affects all dolphin species around New Zealand, not only Maui and Hector dolphins. Hectors and Mauis are especially at risk as they live in coastal waters.
The main threat is fishing methods, mainly set net fishing, gill nets and trawling, both recreational and commercial. The International Whaling Commission has asked the New Zealand government to ban set nets everywhere dolphins are affected.
So far, about 19% of the dolphin's habitat is protected. Liz Slootin, one of our best-known scientists researching dolphins around New Zealand for over 30 years, advised, Mexico is providing financial support for fishermen to make the transition to dolphin-safe fishing methods. If we did this in New Zealand, this would turn dolphin protection into a win-win situation.
Please help us help the dolphins.
I want to do something about it.
Yeah, me too.
It's really sad because there's not many species of Maui dolphins left in the world. So if they became extinct in New Zealand, it means that they'll be extinct in the world. So I'll feel pretty sad about that.
We need to do something about it and stop it. Because they're going extinct and loads of animals have already gone because of us.
That affects the ecosystem. So it makes me feel really embarrassed almost that we're doing this to the dolphins.
I want to protect them as much as they can be protected and stop any more of them dying out.
It makes me feel really sad because I feel like we are responsible for this, and right now we are probably the most dominant species in the world and we really shouldn't let this happen.
I think it's important because if they weren't important, they wouldn't be here.
I think all creatures have a right to live, so I don't think that we humans can have any right to kill them or to use the area for oil drilling.
Well, of course it's important to save Maui dolphins. It's like the tower game where you build a tower and you try not to knock it over and pull out little pieces. And like Maui dolphins are one of those pieces, and the more pieces we pull out of this tower, the more the tower gets weaker, and at one point it will fall over.
They were here first. They were here before us. So I don't think we have any right to come in and to pollute all the waters and kill them.
And I really like dolphins, so I'd like them to stay.
Get enough people to know and then all together save them.
Ban set nets. More people know about Maui dolphins. And
not have so many boats around where the dolphins' protected spots are.
Yeah, not drive any boats in the protected areas where dolphins live.
Make sure that there's places where there is not allowed fishing, so they've got a safe place.
Not let oil drilling companies anywhere near their sanctuaries.
A sanctuary in the North Island. The government opened up 3,000 kilometres of it to oil drilling, and that was one of the main habitats for the Maui dolphins, and the oil drilling affected the fish of which dolphins eat, and it also pollutes the waters.
I can let people know, and I can help people feel from their heart, and because if you feel from your heart, you wouldn't do this.
Get another job.
Please stop set nets and bottom trawling. I'm vegetarian myself, but if you need to eat fish, you don't need to do it that way.
Find maybe another job for fishermen's, or find another way to fish.
We would have to find a way of fishing without catching dolphins.
I'll just try to find a different way to get food and not fish.
I don't eat seafood.
I like fish, but it's very, not very usual, that weed fish. So for me it's okay if we just eat it once or twice, something like that. Not very often, but if we did it all the time, I would not want to.
So I think that they should find out where the Maui dolphins' habitats are and try and fish away from that area.
Maybe we can try and sit together and find other jobs for fishermen. I don't have the answer to how we can stop the killing, but I think we need to all work together and find a solution, because right now it's not working.
We shouldn't encourage anything that endangers the dolphins.
Yeah, protect the dolphins and ban set nets.
Dolphins are beautiful animals, and a lot of New Zealand's native animals have already become extinct, and I don't want them to become one of them.
You are our leaders, and how can you do this to the dolphins? I ask you to help us make this a strong tower, not only for humans, but for all species.
It's just a simple question, why? That's just all I want to say. It's just, why are you doing that?
Just because we can't maybe see or hear what's happening in the sea doesn't mean it's not happening. And there's dolphins dying out there and a lot of other species. Water covers most of this planet, so we should really work hard to protect it.
Please help us.
Screams out, she's laughing up at us from hell. It's
everybody agrees, everybody agrees.
It's me.
Okay, so lots went on there. So that was some interesting facts about Maui dolphins, wasn't it, Alba? Alba's eating. Cora, can you talk? Or are you eating? They have to eat every...
Yes.
Yeah, they have to eat very regular, children, as I'm sure people know. If not, they might collapse. Right.
That song was...
Go on, hang on, Cora's saying.
Maui dolphins... Maui dolphins... Maui dolphins don't look like normal dolphins.
Oh, why not?
Because of their tummy.
Their tummy? What's going on
it's
with their tummy?
It's a different colour.
Ah, different colour tummies is one way to spot a Maui dolphin. Stop. What else did you just learn about Maui dolphins?
I don't know.
Don't know? Albert, did you learn anything?
The song, that song was just Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift.
You two, face the mic. Cool. All right, nice work.
I can't reach the food.
Oh, no. Awful when you're DJing and you can't reach the snacks. Okay, so we've got another song now, but this is very special to Raglan. So this was recorded a few years ago at Raglan Area School, and it features Tiki Tane. So we're going to press play on that one.
Awesome to be here in Raglan, and this is a beautiful song.
Okay, stand by. Here we go. All right.
Be a part of a solution.
Okay, now we're going to have a song that's a bit more loud and fun. Abba, can you read what this song is? Hang on, Cora's got something to say. What are you trying to say, Cora? Is it for the radio?
I don't know.
All right, we'll just wait then. Right, this song, Abba, can you read what it says?
Wait, that one.
This one.
We no speak...
American. Americano. Right, mic's up.
Come da porca picchita va bene, se tu la parla mi è americano, quando si fa l'amore sotto la luna, come da bene in cave di I love you, papà l'americano. Bye.
And
he's so crazy.
So this is the band Filter. We were playing in Auckland in April. Just found out last night from my mate Sebastian. We're going to go see him. Nice one, Sebastian. Read his book, Into the Light. For AI. Pretty good. Good tune. Right, we're going to keep things banging and also stick with the theme of water for Maui Dolphin Day. And this is the Salmon Dance by Chemical Brothers.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip. And this is my friend, Sammy the Salmon.
What it do?
Today, we're going to teach you some fun facts.
Actually, I just realised that might not be the safe version, so we'll quickly go to another song and come back.
Hey, girls. Hey, boys. Superstar DJs. Here we go!
Fat Lip, And this is my friend, Sammy the Salmon.
What it do?
Today, we're going to teach you some fun facts about salmon and a brand new dance. Let me introduce to you a brand new dance. I know you're going to love it if you give it one chance. It's not complicated, it's not too hard. You don't even have to be a hip-hop star. See, anyone can do it, all you need is staff. Listen up, peep gang, I'ma show you how. Put your hands to the side, as silly as it seems, and shake your body like a salmon floating upstream.
After spawning, then we die.
When I first did the salmon, all the people just laughed. They looked around and stood like I was on. I heard somebody say out loud, what the is that? This chicken dancing like a fish while he's doing the snap. But the more I kept doing it, the more they were feeling it. And then I heard some fish just say, yo, that man is killing it. By the end of the night, everyone was on my team and
I could go to Japan and back.
You're kidding. Amazing. Wow. Hey, kids, hey, give it up for Sammy the Salmon and his amazing salmon dance. Huh? What do you say? All right. Who's hungry?
Maui. He. Run to Maui.
Brenton.
Bye.
Bye. Right, we'll see everybody down at the Domain for the raft race later on Maui Dolphin Day. 12 to 4. Raft race about 3 o'clock. Get there early so you don't miss it. G-Factor Juniors playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
Hi, I'm G-Factor.
Hi, I'm Alba.
Hi, I'm Cora.
Time flies by.
Our dad helps us play our favourite song.
Why not wake up radio?
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9. What I Call Music by DJ G Factor. Join me for my private collection of UK chart music from 1983 to the present day, plus some special guests in the studio. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7 till 9 at night, or anytime on Listen Again. Rock, pop, dance, drum and bass, R&B, hip hop, indie, and much, much more. Now that's what I call music.
Do 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 ba ba ba.